listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Cleveland Browns draft picks are in. Order your jersey straight from the team. Visit the team shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. Open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. Or shop online on the Browns mobile app at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Nathan Zagura, Vic Carucci. Great interview with Quentin Groves here in studio. And I thought a great press conference from Johnny Manziel. He's only 21. You can see he likes to have fun, as he should. But at the same time, this is a kid very mature in his answers. And I loved when he was asked if he thought his detractors were puritanical in nature. And he said, can I get a definition of that before I answer that? I thought that was great.
I love the way he handled himself. I listened real carefully, as I'm sure everybody else did, just to kind of hear how he went through this subject matter. And it wasn't a guy who was ducking or dodging or unapologetic, but he did it in a way that didn't come off as arrogant either. I thought it came off as pretty straightforward. I thought he was speaking from the heart, and he has that gift. He has the ability to communicate. I give high marks to him on that. I give high marks to people in general, but especially when you deal with players in this business who are able to kind of share those thoughts, because we're interested in that. Not everybody is created equally that way. Some guys don't communicate as well, and fine, they're great football players or whatever. In his case, and especially when he was talking about the history of this, like how long he's been this guy who always has the cameras around him, who always has the attention, and I know he was walking just the way he said it and the way he answered it, that fine line of, I don't want to come off like a jerk here, like a pompous egomaniac, but this has been something I've dealt with. So, he tried, and I applaud him for that. He tried to answer that question because he was asked flat out, how do you deal with this? Can you ever get used to this? Whatever. And I like that. And I especially like, too, the idea of that it could be fleeting or it could be short term. And I wanted him to say exactly what he said. I don't want this to be short term. I mean, this, right. It's why? Because the only way it'll be short term is if he's not a good player or a great player at the NFL as he was at the collegiate level.
Right, and I like that he continues to reiterate two key things. Number one, that he hasn't accomplished anything at this level, and his goal is to not be mediocre, but to be great at this level and accomplish those things. And number two, he's, quote, trying to earn his place in this locker room with these coaches, with this organization. That, to me, says everything about it. You heard Quentin Groves, who clearly comes and is a straight shooter, saying that he likes the way that Johnny Manziel's conducted himself, had no problem with what he did. Joe Thomas today said that he had no problem, and Johnny's in great standing with the vets because of the work ethic and dedication he's already shown. And Dante Whitner said the same thing and noted that if he was in the rookie class with him, he probably would have been with him in Las Vegas. So Johnny Manziel is who he is. He's not making any apologies for it. Really, the apologies are with everybody else who is being obsessive over his life. A lot of players did a lot of things this weekend, and yet he was there, and he said, I don't know really why you guys are so obsessed with me. I just want to be a great quarterback, and I'm trying to put in the work to do that. He noted that he has not, while in Cleveland, he hasn't even been to downtown Cleveland yet, folks. This is a guy who's been to his hotel here studying the whole time, maybe a Chipotle run, but that certainly isn't anything you'd begrudge anyone. I'm a big fan of Chipotle's burrito bowls.
Yeah, and again, he's going to be asked, and in some ways it's unfortunate that this has to happen, but as if people are going, he's going to answer the questions on like the human condition response of why he is what he is. That isn't for him to answer, and there's no way he's going to figure that out either at 21 or at 41. I mean, that's just not how do I know is kind of the position you take on that. But he handled that well too. It didn't come off again as kind of the wise ass who was being asked, okay, you're getting all this attention. Why? Why do you think it's so? And truthfully, the answer is I have no idea. And nor should he really have an idea. That's for others to make that choice. And he's, I think, keeping it in perspective, which is to say, look, it happens. It's been going on for a long time. And so be it. I'll deal with it accordingly. But I think people want answers from him that he's not going to provide, because he can't nor should he. How does he understand about the why people react the way they do about him? They just do, and fine, previous actions. Mostly, I think he was right about this. Mostly, I think it's what he's done on the field, and it has to start there. That's made him interesting. The new phase of his life now as an NFL player is this. It's got to be duplicated to the level of success, come very close to that or exceed that, or you start hearing a lot less. Those cameras start to fade. People, it'll be the next new thing. Who's the next Johnny Manziel? Who's the next player to give this team hope at quarterback? Right now, it's him. And it's up to him to kind of achieve that. And I think you're right about making the points that he knows he hasn't done anything yet. He understands he's at ground zero in the NFL, and he has the opportunity to make something of this. So that is why he's put in the time, staying at the hotel, doing this and that. I think he's being, we said this yesterday, I think he's getting a lot of judgment that is not surprising, but I also don't think is entirely fair at all. In fact, it's utterly unfair to make a lot of presumptions about what this kid is doing or not doing the right way until we see what his performance is all about.
Right, and to me, the thing that shows that he's doing the right things and he's studying is the fact that he's getting better. If the media compares what he did this Wednesday to what he did last Wednesday, it is unbelievably apparent that he is making significant progress in his command of this offense, his decision-making, and his performance on the field. He is putting in the work, and it's showing up on the field. That's where it needs to show up for Johnny to be Johnny. I like the fact that he says, I'm going to live my life. You guys are the ones who are going to record it and capture it. Fair or unfair, that's the way that it is for me, and it brings a lot of good things with it. It brings some bad things with it, but I'm going to keep doing what I have to do to be great at my profession, and that is to be an NFL quarterback. The guy, hey, listen, if he's half as good ultimately on the field as he is in dealing with this media hoopla, this is going to be a transcendent quarterback for the city of Cleveland who's going to bring many, many, many wins over his career here.
Yeah, and one, I guess one, at least for me, closing thought on this, players won't stay quiet if this is a problem, if he is a problem, if what he's doing is hurtful to this team, that gets out, that will be duly noted. To this point, to this day, to May 28th of 2014 at 2:46 p.m., I have not heard one word from anybody or even a hint of concern. And the voices will be the Joe Thomases and the other veteran teammates who have spoken, Alex Mack, who have spoken favorably about what they've seen so far. If the opposite is true, if they don't like what they're seeing from this new guy who's under so much scrutiny, the response, the negative response, won't have to come from media analysts and such, former players, former coaches, or whatever. It'll come from within the team. It'll be very clear. You'll hear it. I'll hear it. It'll be very clear. And that, I think, is something that Manziel understands. You don't – the one part of the team that or this existence that you cannot BS are your teammates.
Bottom line, and a story you'd be hearing about, especially on a team that is now a veteran team with a lot of locker room leaders, and we're hearing kind of across the board that they are on board and impressed with the way that Johnny has conducted himself. When we come back, final mailbag of this Mailbag Wednesday, Nathan and Vic, we'll be right back.